Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's a little Chicago bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sean Murphy is our guest, our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, CEO, co-founder of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace. We're talking about the connection between purpose and profits. Tell us how that works, Sean.
Well, so purpose is really about the big aspiration that an organization has. And it's not related in terms of, you know, market share or shareholder the stock price. It's that big aspiration, and what it does is it serves as a way to unify the human capital and the people to invest their best as it relates to this big aspiration. You know, Unilever is probably one of the big examples of a company who has basically just like a lightning rod unified employees by having a very clear purpose across all of their brands. You know, for people who are familiar with Dove and the work that they do to help women have better self-image, you know, when the workforce is looking to invest their time in with an employer, they want to have something that gives them a real strong direction that they could throw their efforts and talents behind. Yep. And when you get that kind of enthusiasm, you're bound to get the best work from your employees, which translates into those strategic tactics that are really important for an organization.
Mm-hmm. Napoleon is alleged to have said that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. He was talking about purpose, wasn't he?
Absolutely he was.
That's an intangible. See, I'm going to come back to what we were talking about earlier, Sean. That's an intangible that if you can get it out of your team, that they will give you. That's an intangible level of effort and value. They'll add value to all your relationships. It's an intangible that you'll only get when people think that you give a damn about them, that you care about them, and that whatever they're working on means something. It's contributing something. And this is what the short-sighted people on Wall Street and the corporate activists, the so-called shareholder activists / corporate raiders, it's what they don't understand, isn't it?
No. Their pockets are lined with money. They're happy.
It's also about control, their ego and their control.
Sure.
Isn't it?
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's the president of Unilever from Canada said this, and I have this quote here. Says, "For those who don't embed purpose in their companies, at best these companies will underperform, and at worst they will perish." And I think the interesting thing about purpose is if you imagine there's a ceiling, and that ceiling is as high as your success can go, purpose basically raises that ceiling so that you have greater room for growth. You have greater room for those tangible metrics that a business needs to measure so that it can deliver its services effectively and spectacularly to customers. Mm-hmm. And create an employee experience that really keeps people's hearts and minds and even their souls in a good place.
And that, what you just described, is something that all humans want. But back to what we were talking about earlier, I believe it is the kind of thing that the millennials are going to require. They're not just going to want it. They're going to require it. What do you think?
Yeah, and they'll vote with their feet. That's I don't right. get it. I'm out of here. But here's the interesting thing about this, Jim, is that it's not.
And you know what else? They'll tell everybody about it in a way. When I was in my 30s and 40s, if I left a company, I just kind of went off with my tail between my legs, right? Or defiant, right? But I didn't, not too many people knew about it. Today, when they leave or when they're about to leave, everybody knows about it, doesn't it?
I was just going to say that they today, you and I have that. We've always had that freedom, but where there's more of a willing and listening than there was when you and I were thinking.
And they got better leverage than we do. They got technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which is a great way to be able to promote an organization's purpose when you can allow people to work from anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? You have greater access to greater talent.
When you talk about purpose converting into profits, The machinery of the organization is going to create some profit. If you're managed properly and you've got a good business model, customers want what you buy, what you sell, you'll create a profit through the mechanism. But the profit, when we talk about profit from purpose, that's the gravy that you get, isn't it? It's what's on top, isn't it?
It's that cherry, absolutely. I think what we're looking for today is some kind of greater return from the time where we spend most of our time, which is at work.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've shared before, we work more than a third of our lives, and we spend more than half of our day at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when the savvy leader pays attention to these numbers, they go, How can I make a bigger difference?
Make a difference. Hold on to that thought, Sean. Sean Murphy and I will be right back. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.